"My lord king," he said, "I think we shall seem just foiled adventurers when we get home, if, indeed, we get off with our lives. Now you see war and pestilence allied to beat us. Come, then, let us inquire of some prophet or priest, or even a diviner of dreams, for God, it seems, doth send our dreams, and let him tell us what has made Phoebus Apollo so angry. Does he find fault with us for prayer or for sacrifice? Does he desire the savor of sheep or goats without blemish, that he may spare us this pestilence?" He said his say and sat down. Then uprose Calchas Othestor, most excellent diviner of dreams, who knew what is and what will be and what has been in ancient days. He had guided the fleet to Ilios by the divination which Phoebus Apollo had taught him. He spoke to them from an honest heart and said, "Prince Achilles, whom Zeus delights to honor, you bid me explain the wrath of Lord Apollo shoot afar. Therefore I will speak. Mark what I say, and swear me an oath that you will defend me with all your might in word and deed. For I think I shall provoke a man who rules all our people, one whom all the people obey. A king, when angry, always can be stronger than a common man. Even if he smothers his anger for the day, yet indeed he keeps a grudge long in his heart until he can pay it off. Consider, then, if you will hold me